Leading a Bible study group can seem daunting, especially if you have never led one before. However, with a right heart for God and a desire to connect with others, you can start or create a meaningful and impactful Bible study group. Here is a beginner-friendly guide to help you get started, along with a list of things to consider. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Ministry Guides. My name is Adetayo Adebowale, and thank you for joining me today. If today is your first time of watching our video, don't forget to subscribe to the channel and like this video, share it. And also, there are some of you outside there who watch our video and you have not subscribed yet. Why don't you subscribe now so that you can get notification when we release new content to help you grow your ministry and your calling. A Bible study group is a gathering of individuals who come together to regularly read, discuss, and reflect on the Bible. The purpose is to develop or deepen their understanding of the scripture, grow in their faith, and build a supportive community. Different church traditions and churches may refer to this group by various names, which include small groups, life groups, community groups, cells groups, home church, house church, discipleship group, connect group, discovery group, or even foundational class. Regardless of the name, the commission remains the same: to draw closer to God and one another through the study of God's word. Now, there is different kind of Bible study group that you can start. And I'm just going to give you a few now. There is so many long lists. We have Young Adult Bible Group, which only tailor to young adults, maybe in the church or in the community, with appropriate age content. Also, we have a Women Bible Study Group. For those of you who want to start Women Bible Study Group, so you'll be focusing on issues and topics that are particularly relevant to women. You're going to provide a safe place for them to connect and grow in their faith. We have our Men's Bible Study Group, which address unique spiritual needs and challenges faced by men today. The group also foster brotherhood and spiritual growth. We have Couples Bible Study Group, Family Bible Study Group, Students Bible Study Group, Kids Bible Study Group, and the list goes on and on and on. Whichever Bible study group you're planning to start, have it at the back of your mind that the purpose is to help people discover God for themselves and to support and build a community together. We've been talking about a few points now. I will advise you to take a note of everything I'm going to mention here. Here are step-by-step guides to help you get started. And number one is prayer. Praying for guidance. Before taking any step, I believe you need to seek God through prayer. Ask Him to give you wisdom, courage, and a heart attuned to His will. You have to pray for the potential member that God will prepare their hearts to join and to grow in His words. So you pray, you prepare in prayer. Prayer is essential. Prayer should be the foundation of starting a Bible study group. And while you are praying, I want you to reflect on this. What specific guidance do you need from God as you start this journey? What do you need to pray about? Write all those things down. It might be even your own personal life. What specific guidance do you need from God as you start this journey? Number two, define your purpose. So, what is your purpose of starting a Bible study group? What should be your purpose of starting a Bible study group? Is it to deepen your understanding of the scripture? Is it about yourself? Or is it about building a community? Or is it about reaching out to others All right? Because having a clear purpose will help you stay focused and motivated. Number three, choose a study method. Decide on the structure of your study. There are methods outside there, and I'm going to mention a few. There is a topical studies, which focuses on specific theme, such as faith, prayer, love, and, you know, holiness, righteousness, and all that. And there is book studies, which work you through a specific book of the Bible, verse by verse. There is also character studies, which explore the biblical figures, such as Samson, Moses, Peter, Paul, Jesus, and all that. Also, there is devotional studies. You can use devotional materials. There is hundreds of them outside there, if not thousands of devotional materials that you can use, which normally include scripture to read and a reflection. I will suggest you use SOAP. SOAP stands for Scripture, Observation, Application, and Prayer. This method encourages individuals to read a passage and observe its meaning, applying it to their life, and pray about it. I would like you to click this button to get more ideas on how to use SOAP. And if the button is not there, check the description below to get more ideas. Number four, select study materials. Choosing the right study material for your group is essential. Consider using study guides, commentaries, or video series that are aligned with your chosen method. So I will encourage you to also check the SOAP study guide in the description below. Number five, plan logistics. Think about the practical aspects of your meeting. For example, the frequency. How often will you guys be meeting? Is it going to be weekly, bi-weekly, or monthly? Then talk about the time, the duration. How long will the meeting last? Is it going to be 30 minutes or 1 hour? Think about the location. Where will you guys be meeting? Consider homes, church facilities, or even online platform like Zoom. Then think about the time. What time works best for the majority of the group member? Now, time might not work well for everyone, but I would like you to choose a time that works best for the majority of the member. Now, these are the things you need to consider when deciding a location. Number one is accessibility. Ensure the location is easily accessible for all members, including those with physical disabilities. Number two is comfort. Choose a comfortable setting where members can sit and converse easily. Number three is privacy. Select a place where discussion can be heard without interruptions or distractions. Number four, availability. Make sure the location is consistently available at the time and day you plan to meet. So if you are meeting in the church, make sure that the place is available. If you are meeting in a cafe, of course, you need to make sure that you'll be able to get seats. The cafe will not be full before you get there and you don't have any seats. Just make sure that you plan those ones well. All right. Number five is proximity. Consider the location that is centrally located for all members to minimize travel time. Number six, check out if the location has necessary facilities like restroom, parking, and adequate lighting, especially if you are doing your studies in the night. And number seven is cost. Be mindful of any cost associated with the locations. Ensure it fits within your budget or the group budget. Now, when using your house or a member house, these are the things you should consider. Space. Ensure you have enough space to comfortably accommodate everybody. And also keep in mind to keep your home clean and tidy to create a welcoming environment. Minimize any potential distractions such as pets, noise from other parts of the house. And also ensure there is adequate parking for your group member. And the last one is privacy. Choose a room that provides privacy for discussions and prayer. When using the church facilities, be mindful of this availability. Confirm that the church facility is available at the desired time. Okay? Another one is reservation. Reserve the space in advance to avoid scheduling conflict. Equipment. Will you be using any equipment like projector, sound system? Ensure that all those are available to use. Are there any rules guiding the church or any guidelines that you might need to follow to use the facilities? And the last one is ensure all members know how to access the building or the room, especially if the meeting is after hours. Now, for those of you who are planning to do online Bible study, I want you to consider the platform we'll be using. Are you going to be using Zoom, Google Meet, or even Facebook group, or maybe WhatsApp group? Ensure all members are comfortable using it, because not everybody is on Facebook and not everybody is on WhatsApp. So ensure that all members are comfortable using this platform. Number two is internet connection. Ensure all your members have stable internet connection to avoid disruption. The next one is privacy. Using password protected meeting to ensure privacy and security. Find a way to keep members engaged through interactive feature like breakout rooms and sharing screens. So if you're online, you need to master how to do breakout rooms and sharing screen. And the last one is technical support. Be prepared to offer technical support to members who may need navigating the platform. Not everybody are techie. Not everybody knows how to use this platform. So you need to be willing to support or to offer support to members who need help navigating the platform. Now, let's talk about how to get people to join your group. All right? This is the most important part of starting a Bible study group. All right? Because there's nothing more frustrating than for you to have good ideas and you don't have anybody to share it with. So start inviting people to join your study group by reaching out to people. Reach out to friends, reach out to family, reach out to church members, and even co-workers. You know, utilize every social media platform. You know, I put it in the church announcement if you're part of a local church, and you can do a personal invitation to spread the word. So I would like you to check the description below to download our invitation pack that will help you to get started on that. Be clear about the purpose, goals, and sacrifice you will need to make and commitment involved. Because once you give people your word, you need to keep it. Number seven, encourage people to bring essentials. Now, Bible study is not just only to read, but also we have certain things that we can do to keep what we have learned fresh in our memory. So to make most of your Bible study section, encourage them to bring study Bible. And some of them might use their phone. That's okay. Some of them can bring a paper Bible. That is okay too. Encourage them to bring journal or a notebook so that they can write down things that God is speaking to them about. Encourage them to bring a pen. Encourage them to bring a lighter so that they can alight a particular place. For those who are using a paper Bible, they can alight a particular place that God is speaking to them about. Now, let's talk about preparing for the first meeting. Plan the first meeting with special care, because this is an essential gathering that will set the tone for your group. So when planning for your first meeting, make sure you include a welcome address or something like that. Like, hey guys, welcome to today's study group. Introduce yourself. And also you can do a get to know each other and share your hopes for the group. Hey, what are you hoping to get from this group? And also you can do some few icebreaker, something like get to know yourself questions. Like, you know, if you could meet any biblical character today, who would that be and why? Or you can even say something like, what is one thing that you're grateful for today? You know, do some few icebreaker here and there. You can check in the description below for some of our ideas that you can use. So you can share it with them. The purpose of why I created this group or why I called for this Bible study is so that you can discover God for yourself, or maybe just for us to grow together and do life together. And also, we are going to be using SOAP method, SOAP stand for so. Just share those ideas with them. And also, be very deliberate in how you start the Bible study. So make sure you start with prayer and you also close with prayer. Everything must start with prayer and close with prayers. Number 9, facilitating engaging discussion. As a leader, your role is to facilitate discussions, not dominate them, all right? So encourage participation by asking open-ended questions. You know, you have to be an active listener and you have to create a space for everybody to be able to share. So here are a few tips that you can do. So make sure you prepare in advance, study the materials ahead of time, and prepare discussion questions that can come out of whatever Bible verse you guys are reading that day, or whatever, you know, materials that you're following using SOAP method, okay? Encourage participation, you know, make sure that you invite everybody to share their thoughts and insights, and also try to stay on the topic. And whenever somebody is trying to jay away from the conversation, trying to bring them back on the track so that they don't wander off, all right? So, and the next one, be respectful. Value each member perspective, even if it differ from your own. Value each member perspective, even though it's different. It might even sound absurd or funny, but you need to value everybody's opinion. All right, stay on topic. Gently steer conversation back on track if they wander. You know, sometimes in effort to ask questions or to contribute, people might actually take the conversation to another level. Try to bring them back on track. And also be respectful. No matter what someone is saying, even how they respond to things, it might be different from your own perspective, but also just be respectful of people's views and ideas and stuff like that. All right, number 10, cultivate community. You know, one of the things that I love about Bible study group is family. The fact that we can do life together is amazing. So no loneliness, or no one can be friendless. We got each other's back. The fact that we can pray for one another, believing God for one another, and also helping one another. Doing life together is amazing. And you need to cultivate this kind of community. Now, to achieve this kind of community, you must foster a sense of community within the group. So plan occasional social events, maybe like having a barbecue or play in the park for mom's Bible group, or even service project, or even a prayer retreat. Encourage members to support and pray for one another outside of regular meetings, all right? Encourage members to meet with one another. Maybe one of the group members is not around that day. Encourage another member to check on them to see if they are doing well. So encourage members to support and pray for one another outside of regular meetings. Number 11, which is our last point here, is evaluate and adjust. I think you need to periodically evaluate the group's progress and make adjustments as needed. I think you should solicit feedback from members on what is working well and what could be improved. So you have to be flexible and open to change to ensure groups continue to meet the needs of each member. So by doing this, you keep the progress of the groups going, and the purpose of the group is intact. All right. Now, these are the things I think you should consider when starting a Bible study group. So we talk about commitment. Number one, leading a group requires commitment and effort. Are you ready to commit to your regular meetings and preparation? Number two, consider who you want to invite. Are you targeting a specific age group, such as young adults, seniors, families, or moms, or it might be even be students? Maybe you want to start a student Bible study group. Are you focusing on new believers, or are you focusing on seasoned Christians, or you want to have a mix? Knowing your target audience will help you to tailor your approach and choose relevant study materials. Now, the next one I want you to consider is group size. Smaller groups tend to start from 1 to 6 or from 6 to 12. All right? These groups are often more manageable and allow for deeper discussion. When it's getting bigger, you might have to break the group into 2. All right? Number 4 is be open to have people from different backgrounds and level of biblical knowledge. It might even be new believer. And if they are new believer, expect that they have no knowledge of the Bible, and you should be able to help them. People in the group who are already experienced will be able to help them also. So you have to be open to diverse of perspective, different way of thinking when it comes to the group. The next one is confidentiality. Establish a rules that what's shared in the group stayed in the group to build trust. Number 6, your goal is to help each member to grow in their faith. So you have to be patient and be supportive. Number 7, be willing to adapt your plan on the needs and feedback of the group. So there's no point trying to do things based on how you feel. Remember, this is a group and you are trying to grow believers to maturity. So expect feedback, and you as a leader, take on board the feedback and see how you can apply it to grow the group. Number 8, which is the last one here, is prayer support. Encourage group members to pray for each other and the group regularly. Without prayer, whatever we do, we will struggle. So going to God in prayer allow us to put our trust in God and allow God to do His will in our life and the life of everyone in your group. Now, starting a Bible study group is a wonderful way to grow in your faith and help others to do the same. With prayer, planning, and a willingness to learn as you go, you can create a thriving community centered around God's word. Remember, it is not about perfection. It is about being open to God's leading and creating a safe place where people can encounter God. So take a step of faith today and watch God move through your Bible study group. Thank you for watching today. I hope this video inspires and equips you to start a Bible study. You want to know how to lead an effective Bible study group? Click this link to get our video on how you can lead an effective Bible study. If you find this video helpful, please give it a thumbs up and don't forget to subscribe to our channel for more content on how to grow your ministry and lead effectively. My name is Aretayo Adebowale, your host, and thank you for joining me today. I will see you next time. God bless.